Day 35, Unqualified versus Disqualified.
Un, in, im, ill, ear, non. Just when I thought we covered all the English negative prefixes, along comes another one.
What do you mean?
Here's a newspaper item about a prominent married couple who apparently now dislike each other, even distrust each other. It says that there's so much disquiet, disorder, disharmony, and dissatisfaction in the marriage that they're threatening to disown each other, let alone divorce. Each wishes the other would just disappear.
I'm listening to you somewhat in disbelief, Patrick.
Well, then, just disregard all this if you want.
No way. I'm not about to discourage you. There are some interesting features of the dis prefix that we can try to disentangle. Remember the two meanings of un that we looked at a couple of sessions ago?
You mean like the negative sense of the adjective unclear and the reverse sense of the verb unclog?
Yes. So isn't something like that going on in words with the dis prefix as well?
You're moving too fast for me, Marta.
Well, for example, think of the meaning of dis in disbelief, disloyal, dislike, versus the meaning of dis in the verbs disentangle, disarm, discredit.
Ah, dis in the first three is a real negative. Not believing, not loyal, not liking, or something to that effect. In the second three, dis has the sense of reversing the meaning of the verb. For example, I don't own a gun, and therefore I walked into this room unarmed. But I couldn't be said to be walking in disarmed, right?
Yes, and that's a great example of highlighting the un-dis contrast where the reversing meaning is concerned. How about one more?
I'm ready.
Let's say you're applying for a job as a lifeguard that requires 3 years of experience, Patrick, but your resume doesn't even say whether you can swim. For a job like that, you'd certainly be...
Unqualified.
Uh-huh. But if your resume lists prior lifeguard experience, your employer wants to hire you, and then they discover that you were previously fired for drunkenness, you'd...
I'd be disqualified.
And probably a bit discouraged as well.
P.S. 7. No unnecessary words.